olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/samoan.
Olo o malosi fai tionga e whaasino I se tasi o le ai ngā tupu o Peretania Prince Harry po o le Duke of Sussex. Inisi o vaenga o lanatusi lea olo o whaamoemoe e whaasalalawina whaalawe tele le vaia so muamua e whaingoina o le spare. I se tasi o vaenga o le tusi, olo o tusi ai pe olo o tāuai e Prince Harry lona fasi o tia o ni fita fita e to alua se fulumale lima a le Taliban I le teimi o awa iei I le taua I Afghanistan I le vaenga awa Peretania. Na ia tā ua o fita fita na ia fasiotia I le taua, na ia whātusaina I ni maa I le mū, po le tā alonga o le mū, na ia ave eseina mai I le laulau o le tā alonga o le mū, po le chess. Na whaalia se suisi ni o le kāpeneta le Taliban I Afghanistan, Anas Haghani, I le Twitter, o fita fita na fasiotia o tangata ola e iai o lātou taito lua mā lātou whānau.
Mr. Harry, the ones you killed were not chess pieces, they were humans, they had families who were waiting for their return. Among the killers of Afghans, not many have your decency to reveal their conscience and confess to their war crimes. The truth is what you've said, our innocent people were chess pieces to your soldiers, military and political leaders. Still, you were defeated in that game of white and black square. I don't expect that the ICC will summon you or the human rights activists will condemn you, because they are deaf and blind for you. But hopefully these atrocities will be remembered in the history of humanity.
Nā saunua se tasi o taitai o le vanga aua Peretania I Afghanistan, Colonel Richard Kemp, o la fonga ma whaamatalanga olo o ile tusia Prince Harry, e ono la matia I maolo fitafita le military o Peretania, I isia tunu o le lalolangi.
Those people who want to kill British soldiers or former soldiers, they know that the British Army killed many more than 25, but it brings it into kind of sharp focus, and particularly his comments about how they don't regard, you know, their enemy fighters as being human beings even. So I think this will incite some people to maybe attempt an attack against British soldiers anywhere in the world or former British soldiers. I like I said, I wouldn't overplay that aspect, but I think the impact on his own personal security is greater, but I don't think we can ignore that.
Na saunoa fo'i Colonel Kemp, e fōlinga mai ua nofo lava Prince Harry, ma tu'u ia lava, I se tūlanga e ono la matia e luna ola.
I think they're probably ill-judged, partly for two reasons, really. One, his suggestion that he killed 25 will have re-incited, I think, those people who wish him harm as a result of his military service. That was 10 years ago now, and the memories might have faded. Well, now they've been resurrected, and there will be people out there who maybe support the Taliban, support their agenda, who will now be motivated, I think, to kill Harry. Well, let's hope they don't succeed, and I'm sure he's got pretty good security, but that's one problem.
Afghanistan. Colonel Richard Kemp, o Lord Kim Darroch, na avea ma ambasa o Peretania I Amerika I tausanga uomavai. Na ia faalia o se mea se se, ma le fautua ina lelei, le faailoa ina I se tusi o sa wanga na faia e se tangata I le taimi o taua.
I believe it was a just war, and therefore what he has written about, how he justified to himself what he was doing, I can understand and appreciate that, but in terms of the detail, I personally wouldn't have gone there, but it's done now.
O se tasi o vaenga o le tusi, o lo ta ua I le va o le auso, ia Prince Harry, malo na auso matua o Prince William. O lo ta ua I, ia taimi, e ta u upu ai, mai uai I na fufusu.
Talk about the red mist that I had for so many years, and I saw this red mist in him. He wanted me to hit him back, but I chose not to.
O Ken Wolfe, na whainga luenga I le puipuinga o le tina o Prince Harry ma Prince William, le tamaita I le princesse Princess Diana. Na maana tua ina Ken Wolfe taimi na misa ma tau upuai le auso a
When they were young princes, you know, fighting each other at Kensington Palace, you know, Harry was always the popular guy. You know, he was the one that, you know, always referred to him as the magician, the entertainer. And, in, you know, both Diana and his father acknowledged that. I think William, you know, at that time was rather jealous of his younger son, a younger brother's, you know, popularity. But you know, to say that they knew nothing of who they were, of course, is fiction. They knew exactly who they were. And Harry always knew that he was going to play second fiddle to his brother in later life. You know, there was this extraordinary conversation that I remember on a journey to Highgrove one weekend when Harry would have been about six, I suppose, or seven. Harry, William a little bit older. And an argument being refereed by the nanny in the back seat, Diana driving. And suddenly, when there was a piece of quiet, you know, Harry leant across and said to William, "It's all right for you. You know, you'll be king one day, and I won't. Therefore, I can do what I want." Now, that was 30-odd years ago. And that is exactly now what he is doing and done. And in a way, given the circumstances and the fallout of his relationship with the royal family at the time of his wedding in 2017, there's a revenge issue here, really. And he's actually, in his words, trying to put, you know, the record straight.
Ken Wolf, o se tasi na whai ngā luenga, I le pui puinga o le tina o Prince Harry ma Prince William, le prinisese Princess Diana. O lo tā ua fo'i le tusi, le spare, le tau ma whai ngā Prince Harry ma Prince William, e tau anau lo lata mā le tupu o sa alesa le tolupo King Charles III, e awane I whaai pui po I a Camilla, lea ua whaai anei o le Queen Consort. Ma na ia whaonga aina fo'i, na ia tā ua fo'i, lona whaonga aina o le vaila au whaasa aina le cocaine, I le teimi o talavou.
There's a fair amount of drugs, marijuana, magic mushrooms, cocaine. I mean, that's going to surprise people.
But important to acknowledge.
O le ripoti na whaamao pōpoina e SM Al-Ghalib, mō le SBS News.
Like, share, ma faali sou finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.